Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, from the kitchen facing the fridge, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 11:04 on a Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the fridge, 345 Hudson Street, downtown Manhattan, New York City, Paulie Rosenberg. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a 4-hour schmooze. We're taking you right up until 3 and Sal Licata on your fan. New York City.
It has been a difficult time for our country, in particular, black people in our country. First, my condolences to the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and all the families who have endured police brutality. We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe black lives matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much needed change in this country. Without black players, there would be no National Football League. And the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of black players, coaches, fans, and staff. We are listening. I am listening. And I will be reaching out to players who have raised their voices and others on how we can improve and go forward for a better and more united NFL family.
Much like Drew Brees yesterday, Roger Goodell politically corrected himself today. Much like Drew Brees yesterday, and Drew Brees also from today, we'll get to that later, but much like Brees from yesterday, and if you will, today too, Roger Goodell took a knee. After years of lip service, Roger Goodell spoke, but the words were written by those who can still breathe. Roger Goodell spoke, but the words were written by those broken hearts from broken families. Words written by his own players. Words written by hundreds of thousands making their voices heard to rid the country of injustice and systemic racism, political brutality, police brutality, and hate. Finally, Roger Goodell speaks, but the words written by those who can't speak anymore and those who can, raising their voices, taking a stand for those taking a knee when the NFL sat in silence. What Goodell and the NFL finally realized was that you can't blackball an entire league. What Goodell and the NFL realized was that silence was not so golden. We were wrong not to listen to our players about racism. If there are no black players, there is no NFL. Now, you can be cynical and even suspicious about the sincerity if it was as much good business as good sense. But he needed to say what echoes across the United States, and for that matter, the entire world. Where does the NFL go from here? Black players, white owners, and a lot of those white owners support the president. Can a player take a knee before a game? Can a player take a knee before the game during the national anthem? Has Roger Goodell broken ranks with the president, who has referred to peaceful protesters as terrorists? Has Roger Goodell broken ranks with the president, who thought those taking a knee, make that Reed Kaepernick and Eric Reed 4 years ago, has he broken ranks with the president who thought that taking any kind of a knee during the anthem, you're an SOB who should be sent to another country? You're an NFL fan. Will you be bothered? Will you be enraged if you tune in to see knees taken before the game? Roger Goodell, he spoke tonight, but the words were written by Eric Garner and Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd, and others too. Words written by his own players. Words written by religious leaders and retired generals. Words written by those taking a stand against systemic racism, as deadly as the virus and sometimes just as invisible. As we mentioned last night, the flag itself is so popular, it has a song and a pledge, liberty and justice for all. And now, a little bit late, we are hearing it from the NFL. Finally, Roger Goodell, the NFL comes to the right side of history and may now understand it is the people who make up the colors of the flag, the people who are red, white, and blue, the people who make up the United States, all shapes, all sizes, and all colors. The president did tweet tonight, no protesting against the flag. Somebody needs to remind him it's not protesting against the flag. It's protesting against racism and hate and bigotry. And by the way, just looking at some video tonight, it seems that if anybody is rioting, it could be the police. I saw for the first time just a few hours ago what took place in Buffalo last night with a 75-year-old man. And here is something that is also not as disturbing, but also disturbing. Not only did all these other officers just walk by this 75-year-old man who was lying there on his back, bleeding from his head, 57, well, the two officers involved with pushing the man down and then trying to get off by saying he tripped, everything is recorded. There is video on everything, every minute of the day, 24/7, and they tried to say he tripped. He was pushed. You probably have seen the video itself. And they kept walking, and so did everybody else in that battalion. They kept walking right on by the 75-year-old man who was on his back, semi-conscious, bleeding from his head. And here is something that is also just, well, not just as disturbing, but certainly disturbing. 57, well, the two officers that did the pushing and the shoving, they were immediately suspended. But 57 of the others who were walking on by, ignoring who was on the ground bleeding from the head, they resigned today, but not because of what took place. They resigned over the fact that the two who did the damage were suspended. The police are rioting, and we've seen way too many examples. Buffalo last night, the tear gassing in Washington, D.C. the other day, a New York City, a New York Police Department vehicle running right through the barrier into a crowd. So sometimes you get the impression, and there are so many good cops, but sometimes just looking at the video over the last so many days, you get the impression it's the police rioting. Anyway, coming up at 11:40, we're going to talk to Jonathan Casillas, a former Giant, but also a two-time former Super Bowl winner with the Saints, and Drew Brees, and also with the New England Patriots. We'll spend a few minutes with him at 11:40, but before then, we'll spend a few minutes with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.